Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Good morning and hello to my beautiful single ladies. This is Kiki Strickland, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. I'm so excited this morning because last night we had a fabulous flirt night. It was our biggest one yet. I had two different groups there, the beginners and the intermediate slash advanced group of ladies who have been to a flirt night before. So they were working with another flirt instructor of mine on a more advanced flirting tips. And the feedback has been phenomenal. I had ladies texting me saying, oh, I had such a fabulous time. Oh, I talked with several different guys. One lady sent me an email saying she could hardly sleep. She had so much fun. So you are missing out if you have never been on one of our flirt nights. Now, I know some of the Christian women out there have been a little reluctant to come to a flirt night because they don't believe in flirting. Let me tell you, though, when I say flirting, I am just talking about being more approachable, being friendlier, making eye contact with people, men especially, smiling at men, and talking, conversation. I'm not talking about touching them in any way or acting over the top. So for those of you that have been afraid to come out or just thinking that it wasn't for you, I implore you to give it a try. You will be able to use the techniques that you learn with us anywhere, including church. So the next one is next Friday. They're pretty much every Friday, although I would like to add in a few more Saturdays since some of you are telling me that there's no way you can get down to Chinatown after work because you don't work in the city. So stay tuned for more locations and different days. Maybe we can add in a Thursday or a Saturday. And this Sunday, we're actually having the Super Bowl flirt class because, you know, sports is a great way, ladies, to meet and mingle with men. If you know anything about sports, and we're going to be talking about football at our football basics class in 2 weeks, but the Super Bowl is coming up. March Madness is coming up. Men are already out and about to watch all of the college games. So use that time, ladies. Use it. Be out where they are. And we're going to talk about that on Sunday. And there's still room left, so you can get a ticket to the Super Bowl flirting class. All right, so we have been talking about how to date. I have crafted this seminar because many of you have not really had much dating experience for whatever reason. People come to me all the time and they say, you know, this is embarrassing, but I really don't have any past relationships. When we start talking about, you know, the past. Some of you say, I haven't really dated that much, or I've never been in love, or my longest relationship has been a year, so you don't really have any long-term relationships either. Even I, because of a church that I had joined in college and was in for about 10 years, I did not have much dating skill or experience until I turned 29 and left that church. So I totally understand where a lot of you are coming from. The church that I was in had a teaching that did not believe in random dating, what they called random, where you just see somebody across the room, you don't know them, they see you, you're attracted to each other. They call that random dating. They had a specific teaching on how you would find your mate, and they believe that it would be there at that church and only there at that church, and that you weren't to talk to that person or anything, that the Lord would speak to you about him and the Lord would speak to him about you and confirm it through the pastor. So the Lord would speak to the pastor about it. And if the pastor believed that the two of you were mature enough spiritually to date, then he would approve you getting together to court. So I came out of that type of teaching, and unfortunately there were a lot of single ladies in that church who never got married and probably still aren't seeing anyone now, and that's unfortunate. But when I left that church, I didn't really know what I was doing dating-wise. I knew that men were attracted to me and that they wanted to date me, so I started being open and looking for a relationship. And I did find one pretty quickly at work, but I didn't know how to navigate the relationship. I was very insecure. I was jealous. I was confused about the relationship, whether or not I should even be in the relationship, because that church had just taught us so many things and had manipulated us a lot, and where we were afraid that we were out of the will of God if we weren't there doing what they said. There were some control issues. But anyway, I was insecure. I didn't realize that because he chose me, I didn't have to worry. I really needn't have worried about any other woman, any friend of his, and just relaxed and enjoyed the relationship. But instead, I was always uptight, looking for wrong, feeling conflicted, and I knew that I should not have been sleeping with him because of my beliefs and my faith. So I was worried that when we weren't having sex, that he was cheating. And then I was feeling guilty and ashamed when we were having sex, because it was going against my conviction. So it was just terrible for me emotionally, like I was on a roller coaster. So that was my first adult relationship after leaving that church. So that's my story. Of course, it got better. I learned how to date, which is more of what I'm going to share with you today. I, of course, eventually ended up even becoming a life coach and then getting a certification as a relationship coach. And then since then, I've even gotten two more certifications. So I'm considered a relationship expert. Now that I'm married, now I even have teachings to do about marriage. But we are talking about how to date today. And that was my story. What is your story? Some of you I know have been married before, and maybe you got married young and you were with your husband for many, many years, and now you are starting over. Whether he passed away or the two of you divorced, you're back out in the dating world again. You're not sure how to navigate it or what is expected of you now dating. Things are completely different than when you were younger and met your husband. What is acceptable now was not acceptable then. And some of the things that you probably would have done then, you wouldn't do now. Even the way that we communicate may be different now with all the texting and all the advances in technology and online. Others of you may have had plenty of dating experiences and plenty of boyfriends, but for some reason, it has not led to marriage. And you're single again, and you're wondering how to do it differently this time, because obviously what you were doing in the past has not worked. You want to be married. You want to finally settle down with the person, and for some reason it's eluded you. That has not happened yet. So that's why you're here. Well, dating 101, how to do this thing called dating. We talked last time about what a date is, because some have been confused about even that. And what I said was, if he just invites you to a group thing, it may not be a date. Probably is not a date, because he could have invited others. There might be a couple of you there that he invited. So don't assume anything. Either ask or just go with the flow and see what happens. So basically, here is the basics of dating. Boy meets girl. Boy pursues girl, meaning that he asks her out or tries to become her friend first. But generally, he shows some type of interest or attention to her. He wants to spend some time with her. If that's not happening, then you may not be dating. Because I know with the internet, a lot of people are doing some strange things, some funny stuff, and it's not dating at all. If they just want to chat, they might just be chatting with you just to pass the time, or they might be looking for a sex buddy, different things like that. If they're not trying to spend time with you and get to know you, then it's not dating. And I know some ladies have said, well, this guy texts me all the time, but he never asked me out in the text. It's just like, how are you? How are you doing? What's going on? But never, let's get together. Well, that's not dating. He may already be dating someone. He may already be married. He might just be looking to fill his ego, stroke his ego by having contact with a lot of different women. He never intends to even meet you. That could be the case. So that's not dating. So boy meets girl. Notice I said boy meets girl and boy pursues girl. Because the biggest mistake that I see, again, and I said this before, is I see women trying to choose the man. Now, you do choose, but you choose after you've been chosen. You choose from the men that have chosen you, the men that are already pursuing you. You don't go out there and try to choose the man. Remember how I mentioned that men are attracted to a certain type of woman or a certain type? You might not be that type. You're trying to get him interested in you, and it's never going to work, except for maybe sex. He's interested in sex, so he might go along with that. But you're trying to get him to like you, fall in love with you, and that's not going to happen, at least not long term. Sometimes it may look like it's even working, but it's really not. I remember when I was in high school, there was a guy that I liked, and I was shocked when I found out that he actually liked my friend. I thought that was very odd because she, in my opinion, was not very attractive. She was kind of clumsy even and kind of nerdy. And so I was just baffled. I just didn't understand it. But the truth was he was just attracted to her look and not mine. We looked totally different. So it actually made sense. I just couldn't figure it out back then. And then in college, the same thing happened. There was this guy in the cafeteria that I kept noticing, and he was friends with some of my friends. So I remember one day I was just bold. I just walked over, and I had written down my number on a piece of paper. So I just put it on the table in front of him and said, give me a call, and then walked away. So he did not call me, ladies. He never called me. And then I found out later that he was dating another friend of mine who also didn't look anything like me. And they ended up dating for several years, all through college. And I remember at the time, again, being like, I wonder why he is going out with her instead of me. But I just didn't know at the time. Just because you're attracted or interested in someone doesn't mean that it's reciprocated. Sometimes we think if we're fairly attractive and have a little bit going on, we just assume that the man is going to be interested. And really, if he has not approached you, don't assume that you're even his type. So anyway, I said all that to say, when you are his type, you don't have to do anything but show up there where the men are, and they see you. And if they're attracted to your look and you're friendly and open, then they will usually approach you. They will at least say hi. They're trying to gauge whether you're interested. And if you're the type that just barely says hi or doesn't even look at them, just says hi and keeps going, they figure you're not interested. If you actually stop and look at them and smile and say hello, that gives them the courage or the cue that you're open to talking more. And that's what Flirt Night is about. Usually we're so nervous or we're so into our own little thing that we don't even see the men that are around us, the ones that are there that are interested in talking to us. We're very closed off. So Flirt Night is about being more open and approachable and looking at people and being friendly, just like you would to a woman. Some of you are actually rude to men just because they're men. If it was a woman that said hello or sat next to you at the bar and started talking, you would talk to her. But because it's a man, automatically you shut down and you ignore him and you're rude to him. So we don't want to see you doing that. If you are the very one saying that you want to meet somebody and you want to start dating. Okay. So instead of sending signals that you're not approachable, when you do want to be approachable, then we're going to work on that. But back to attraction. The men that are drawn to you will come over and say something. Or they'll wait until you're near them to say something. They want to meet you. There might be other women there that they want to meet too because they're attracted to several women there. And it may take them a while to determine which ones they should actually approach. And again, they will probably decide to approach the ones that look approachable and that look fun and that look like they're enjoying themselves. But not if they're in a large group. If you're with a group, a large group, they're not going to come over because that's a little bit intimidating. So you have to break away from the group if you are with the group. And that's why we do our flirt night in just pairs where there's just two of you. But anyway, enough about flirt night. If you really want to know about flirt night, you can come. All right. So I don't see a problem with striking up a conversation with the guy first, as long as you don't ask him out or suggest doing anything. So if somebody does sit down next to you, it's okay for you to also say, hello, how are you tonight? Be cordial. And if it turns out that you guys have a great conversation, do not ask him out. But it is okay to say you're talking about jazz or you're talking about a specific type of music. It's okay for you to say something like, oh, I love jazz. I heard that one of my favorite jazz groups is coming to town next weekend and they're the best. That's it. You wouldn't say, oh, would you like to come with me? You wouldn't say anything that would be you being the aggressive one. That's all you need to say. Then he, if he wants to, can say, oh, they are, or maybe, you know, I could get us some tickets. That would be wonderful. You've given him the opportunity, and he took it. If he doesn't say anything like that, he may not have been that interested, or he may be a little slow to pick up your signals, but that's okay. It is his job, not yours, to find a way to meet up again. You have done your job by just being friendly. Men know what they want, and they know how to get it. So just know that you gave them that opportunity. Be proud of yourself for opening up the door, whether he walks through it or not. Don't be disappointed if he doesn't ask you out right then. He actually may have to think about it, and he can actually use that little suggestion that you gave about that group coming into town as an excuse to contact you later on. He may need to look up the prices of the concert before he just comes out and asks you. Just be patient and see what happens. But you do need to give him a way to contact you if he asks for it. Remember how I said I just walked up and gave that guy my number just because I wanted him to call me? He wasn't even thinking about me. He already liked the other girl and was already working on dating her. I didn't know that. I just knew that I found him attractive. And being naive and overly confident in college, I just assumed that he would want to date me. But no, you should give a man your phone number, or at least your email address, or some way for him to contact you if he asks for it. What's the worst that can happen if you give him your number or your email address? Some women are like, well, I just don't like giving men my info. Well, how do you expect them to contact you? give him your email address at least. I mean, if he has your email address, what can you do? He might send you some emails, and if you decide you don't want to talk to him, you don't have to reply. You get all kinds of spam emails, and you don't reply to those. So it's not a big deal if he has your email address. I think I talked about how a motivated man, though, can find you anyway. But having said that before, that doesn't mean you should make it hard for him to find you. I know some women are in this fantasy where they think things should be like they see in a movie, a romantic Hollywood movie. And a movie is a movie. You're not supposed to make it hard for the guy to find you. I always mention that movie, Serendipity, how... Instead of just giving him her number, she wrote it in a book and then said, hey, if you find this book, if this book ever comes across your path, then it was meant to be. Don't do stuff like that. That stuff is fake, ladies. Somebody sat in a room with other people, in fact, and came up with that story, that movie, that book, that song, whatever. This is real life. Men are human, flawed. In some cases, they're clueless about some things, and they make mistakes. They may have forgot that you said your birthday was next month. Don't dump him because he forgot your birthday when you just met him 2 months ago, okay? That's living in this fantasy world where everything is supposed to go perfectly, and things do not go perfectly. If you just hinted that, you know, your birthday was coming up, it may have gone over his head. Men are not as good as we are with dates and stuff like that. And I know that the rules say to dump him if he doesn't buy you something romantic for your birthday or for Valentine's Day. And, of course, that depends on how long you've been dating him or if it's an exclusive relationship and all of that. But I don't think it should be an automatic thing. It really depends. Don't assume or don't act like things have to go like this Hollywood movie. Weigh everything individually. And contact me if you have a question about something that you think should have happened that didn't. And that's another issue that we're going to get into next time, because I see a lot of times women acting like the relationship is at a certain level before it really is. But that will be for our next episode. Let me go back to the boy meets girl. Boy asks girl out. And then he begins to woo her. That means he is taking her places like dinner, movies, outings, maybe not even spending money, but walking around museums or whatever it is. He's trying to figure out if she's a good fit for him. He may or may not, like I said before, be also evaluating other women at the same time, but he's definitely getting to know her and seeing if she will fit with him. That's dating. You're trying to figure out if you two are a good fit. And I always say you're getting to know each other casually. It should not be too intense. You shouldn't be all up in each other's face every single day. You shouldn't be having sex immediately. It's not, and that happens in the movies too, where it's like they meet all of a sudden that same night they're in the bed. And then she's over there practically moved in with him every day. That's too much. You're just casually getting to know each other, spending some time with each other every now and then, talking on the phone every now and then. It doesn't have to be a marathon immediately. Dating should be relaxed, casual, and there should be other people involved. You don't have to focus on just one person. And I know some women have a problem with that. They believe that if they're getting to know somebody, they should just be getting to know him. Well, maybe that's been the problem all this time. You've put too much focus on the one guy, which made you expect too much from him, desire too much attention from him, and then you're disappointed that he's not showing you the same attention that you want to show him. He's still acting very casual because, like I said, he's getting to know you and a few other people trying to figure out which one he likes best. What I see, the woman getting very impatient and getting very antsy and frustrated with the guy because he's not moving as fast as she would like him to, because she's already decided that he's the one. But just remember, he is not your boyfriend yet, so do not act like he is or require him to act like he is. And don't act like you're his girlfriend yet. And that includes sleeping with him. You are not his woman, so why would you be acting like you're his woman? This is the getting to know you period. So, usually she starts acting funny because she feels like he should have asked for exclusivity already, especially if they're sleeping together. He's still figuring it all out. He's still thinking, we're just kicking it. We're just hanging out. Yes, we're having sex, but that doesn't mean anything to him. So she starts acting funny. Then he starts to think differently of her because she's acting so funny and ticked off all the time, and he doesn't know why. So he starts calling her less and less and kind of fading out, which only makes her panic and start clinging harder and asking more questions, which finally makes him cut off all communication with her. Or makes her cut off all communication with him in anger, and then she's telling everybody that he only wanted sex from her, when that really wasn't the case. She just arrived at the stage of wanting exclusivity and more from him first, and she let it affect her attitude, which made him not even want to be around her anymore. So if you keep it casual, if you keep dating others until finally one of the guys you're seeing lets you know, and I mean without question, lets you know very directly that he wants to see you and you only, and he doesn't want you to see other people, then that's when you enter into a relationship. Okay, so that's dating. Now, we're also going to talk next time about feeding your funnel and making sure that you have other guys to date until you become exclusive with somebody, because that is probably one of your main issues, that you're not feeding your funnel and that you don't have enough men to date. And we're also going to talk about how to evaluate your dates. Evaluate your dates on your requirements, not on anyone else's either. And at church last week, our pastor talked about character and competency and a few other things. And I'm going to use that in dating next time, on how you can evaluate your dates and how you can select the right type of guys to date. I'm also going to talk about online, because how to date online is totally a different beast in itself, as I mentioned a little bit before. But I want to get more specifically into how to date online. So we will talk about that next time. Please check out my website at kikistrickland.com. That's K-I-K-I, strickland.com. You can sign up for a flirt night. You can also join my programs. I have two separate programs. One is a one-on-one program with me called my Married in 2 Years or Less program. And it's 6 months long, and it's two sessions a month with me, and it's a whole bunch of other things in my arsenal, as I like to call it, mock dates, or if you haven't been out on a date in a while, I set you up with a guy who's going to give me feedback on how you are as a date, and a whole bunch of other things. Also, I have a group coaching program that's starting up in February, and I'm taking 12 ladies. And you could be one of them, no matter where you live. You could be in another state or in another country. But check out my website for more information on both of those and other products. I have other podcasts and even books that you can order. Thank you for joining me. I will see you next week on Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.